Charlie.
Far right, Charlie.
Oh, okay.
Shane, how's he feeling? And
Shane got hit on the finger. It had X-rays, and it's nothing broken. But as the game went on, his finger did it. It kept swelling. He started getting some swelling in it. And it was bruised and started getting bigger, and he was having a hard time. Actually, with this hand, he had a hard time. He couldn't grip the ball, and he also couldn't grip the bat. And eventually, he had to come out of the game.
And we got one to the back left.
Charlie, I know you talked about wanting to work Mattson and give Lidge a break. Do you foresee Lidge being back in a closing situation here?
I've never ever said that I've been away from him. I mean, he could be back in there.
Okay, and to the right, I guess along the same line, David.
Charlie, just with the break, I mean, was it that draining for him? I mean, mentally, what happened to him last night? I mean, physically, he hadn't pitched in a long time, so.
Yeah, I think from a mental standpoint, I think, yeah, I mean, it's, I guess when I know him, and I think it could bother him a little bit. I think he needed to pitch last night too, but at the same time, like I said before too, he is one of our top guys in the bullpen, and he's been our closer for this is his second year, and I don't see us moving him out of that. If you want to know the truth, I mean, I figured I can play with him and Mattson right now, especially if things are not going good. But at the same time, Lidge has been our closer, that's kind of how I see him. I mean, I see him as our closer. I've been saying that all year. I'll be glad when we go through seven games and get, and we'll be looking good. So, like I won't have to hear at it at least this winter, because I'll cut my cell phone off.
And up the left aisle, Charlie.
Charlie.
Left aisle.
Chase seems to be really locked in. Two home runs tonight. What is he doing for this team?
Chase is when he gets hot, he can get hot and stay hot for a month or two, and knock on wood, hopefully he's sitting in there right now, because he's swinging the bat good, and things are going good and real good for him.
Charlie, straight up the middle, Barry.
Charlie, with Lee having thrown 115 pitches, realistically, how much more could you use him or spot him in the seventh game if it came to that?
What's that old saying? Burnett and what is that? Spawn and Sane play for rain. We got off day tomorrow. Maybe the rain next day. I can get him in on that 3 days that you guys were talking about. No, I was. I look at it actually as it sits right now. The seventh game would be on his day. Day to throw in the bullpen, and I'll see what goes on from there. I mean, well, I'll talk to him. Doobie and I'll definitely talk to him. We don't know about that yet. But I'll talk to him about what he thinks about if he could pitch at all or something.
And over to the left, John.
Charlie, do you think the rest of the world's finding out what you already know here in Philly, that Chase Utley's one of the best players in baseball?
I say this all the time. Sometimes I don't even like to talk about him because he don't want me to. He don't like for you to say a whole lot of things about him. But, he's one of the most prepared, one of the most dedicated. He has the most desire and passions to play the game that I've ever been around. And I used to say Kirby Puckett was my favorite player, and all those things I just said. I used to say those about Kirby Puckett, and I said Kirby Puckett was my favorite player. And the only thing that Kirby might have on Chase, that he's a little bit more flamboyant because he smiles a lot. And Chase he's a little bit different. He's quiet, and he goes about his business in a real good way. But Chase Utley's one of the most, he's a pleasure just to be around, and he's definitely a pleasure to manage. And I mean that, and I could not say enough about him, because that's what I think about him. And I don't want to embarrass him or nothing like that, but sometimes I tell our players, I said, just play with Chase, because if you play with Chase, you got a chance to be a pretty good player.
And right in the middle here,
Charlie, two things on Shane. One, do you anticipate him missing any time at all? I mean, it looked like he gave you a little conversation there to stay in the game. And the other thing is, before the game, he talked a little bit about staying loose, and you could see that around the batting cage before the game. Did that make a difference tonight?
Yeah, I got probably tomorrow. You know, like his finger's going to be sore. It's definitely it's not broken and or didn't have a fracture, is what they said. So you know, like a couple of days, it probably is going to be okay. I mean, I think the fact that it started swelling and everything, that's what caused it to get real stiff and sore. But he was having some pain in it.
And the far left over here against the wall.
Charlie, over here. You guys have just taken a 6-run lead there in the seventh. I mean, did you have any thoughts about taking Cliff out at that point? I mean, what was your thought process as far as bringing him back for the eighth?
I was, when we got a 6-run lead, you know, I was watching him. Was I thinking about taking him out? And somewhat, but actually I definitely hadn't, I wasn't ready to take him out. You know, like I definitely wanted him to go back out and I wanted him to throw some, but you know, once that they started to get some hits on him, I figured, you know, I definitely thought it's time to go get him.
And over to the right?
Charlie.
Right, in the right aisle.
Charlie, Raul had been struggling against lefties throughout the series, really having a tough time. Talk about what that home run could do for your offense here and what he did different in that at bat for you.
That what he did different is he looked like he got ready and he put a nice quick bat on the ball. Here lately, his swing's been getting along. And tonight, you know, like his swing was much better. I mean, he was coming down and got through the ball. And a lot of times, you know, like he's been rolling over the ball or kind of his hands have been drifting out. He's been hitting the ball late. And his swing has been kind of long. Tonight, he was a more of a pop. It was, you know, like he stayed stronger on his backside, got more push off his backside, made his hands quicker to the ball.
And here in front, George.
Have you talked to Pedro since the end of the game? And what's his frame of mind about pitching the sixth game? And how much can you really realistically expect from him?
Pedro's been ready. He's already been told. I mean, he's ready to go. I mean, how much I expect out of him? I expect probably something similar to what we got the other night. I think that he's definitely capable of giving us. He should go anywhere 6-7 innings in a game, maybe longer. Depends on how many pitches he throws early.
And again, in the front here.
Was there?
On the left.
Did you have any reaction to Larry Boas suggesting that you guys are somehow stealing signs out of the bullpen? And if you did. If were your players somehow inspired by that kind of?
I didn't know anything about till about I don't know right before the game or something, and I can tell you this: if I can steal signs, I will. You know, I mean, if I can, you know, so that means we're definitely not. I mean, like if they do, you know, like I don't know nothing about it, and usually I do, so. No, we don't. We definitely not stealing. We don't have their signs, and we're not stealing their signs, but we are trying.
Any last ones for Charlie?